Grace to and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. On that first Christmas night long ago, an angel of the Lord appeared to shepherds as they were out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And this is what the angel preached to them. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. The angel preached to the shepherds that first Christmas night, and what a glorious gospel sermon he preached. Good news of great joy indeed. Words that we do well to consider on this Christmas night, some 2,000 years later. Fear not, the sermon began. Fear not, for God is merciful. The Israelites of old, even Moses himself, trembled at fear when they saw the terrifying sight of the Lord's presence on Mount Sinai. There, as they stood at the base of the mountain, they saw blazing fire and darkness, gloom and tempest. They heard the sound of a trumpet. They heard a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. They believed upon seeing that terrible sight and hearing that terrible sound that they deserved death, being sinners in the presence of the Most Holy God. And they were right about that. We just heard on Sunday that the Lord declared they are right in what they have spoken. Sinners deserve death. But with the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, in the flesh, the message is not tremble with fear, but instead fear not. For Christ is born to take away your sins and to make you holy and righteous in God's sight. Fear not, preached the angel, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, he continued. Yes, all people ought to receive this Christmas sermon, for God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God has no pleasure in the death of anyone, but rather that all should turn from their wicked way and live. This good news of great joy is for all people, Jew and Gentile alike. Yes, at one time the Gentiles were separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope but without God in the world. But at Christmas, the mystery of Christ was revealed, that all who believe in him, Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male, female, all who believe are now fellow heirs, members of one body, and partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours alone, but for the sins of the whole world. And the angel then continued, for unto you is born, unto you. At Christmas, God acted, and he acted for your sake. Jesus was born, and then he lived, he died, he rose again, he ascended into heaven. And none of this for his own sake, but all for you, all unto you. Christ was born in Bethlehem for you. He lived a perfect life in fulfillment of God's holy law. In your place, he offered himself once and for all on the cross, the full payment for your sins as your substitute. He rose again from the grave on the third day for your justification. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father to hear your prayers, to help you in every time of your need, even as he has promised that he is preparing a place for you. Unto you was born that night in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And a sign was given, a sign for those shepherds, a sign that still matters to us tonight. The angel preached that the sign would be a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. A sign unto them, for Jesus, the Son of God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, came not in might and honor and earthly glory, but he came in meekness and humility. And in the same sort of meekness and humility he would live, not being served, but serving, that he might give his life as a ransom for many. And so he did. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He was like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers was silent. He opened not his mouth. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Christ, our Savior, died in the same sort of lowliness and meekness with which he was born, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. This is the Christmas sermon preached on that first Christmas night, a beautiful gospel sermon indeed. But note, this was not the first gospel sermon ever preached on earth. In fact, it wasn't even the first Christmas sermon ever preached on earth. For what happened long ago, again some 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, that first Christmas night, was the fulfillment of centuries upon centuries of promises. Promises spoken by God himself through his holy prophets. Promises that we've heard throughout the preceding Advent season and even into this Christmas Eve. Promises like that preached by Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This promise was fulfilled in Jesus, in his birth, as the King of the Jews, King of Kings, who was worshipped by wise men from the east, who saw his star when it rose, who confessed that his kingdom is not of this world. Through Moses, this sermon was preached. We heard it just on Sunday. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. This promise too was fulfilled in Jesus in his birth. He is true God and true man, having true flesh and true blood, like unto us in every single way and yet without sin, who did not speak of his own, but on the commandment of the Father who sent him, preaching what he was sent to preach, speaking what he was sent to speak. We heard yet another promise preached through Jeremiah at the beginning of the season of Advent. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. And this promise, too, was fulfilled in Jesus in his birth, as the Son of David, born in David's city, Bethlehem, who would save his people, indeed all people, the whole world, from their sins, being for all who believe their righteousness by grace alone. And so you see, the angel of the Lord who preached that first Christmas light, first Christmas night, was simply the next in a long line of Christmas preachers, stretching all the way back, even back to God himself, who preached to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that the woman's offspring would someday bruise the serpent's head. Tonight, the preaching continues. Same good news of great joy that is for all the people is proclaimed to you tonight. For unto you was born on Christmas Day in the city of David a Savior, your Savior, who is Christ the Lord, who came in meekness and humility for you, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. And as it was for the shepherds, may this good news of great joy bring you peace and comfort and security here on earth. For Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, is your Emmanuel, God with you. What harm can sin and death do to you? Christ is your brother. Let hell and Satan rage against you. You are safe in Jesus' loving arms. May this bring you great strength, for Christ will never leave you nor forsake you, you who believe in him. He is with you always, even to the very end of the age. Again, let the devil try with all his craft and cunning. You may resist him firm in your faith. And may this bring you great confidence, for Jesus Christ purchased and won you from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that you would be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. You will in the end receive the victory from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you belong to Jesus, if you have been made his own through holy baptism, through water and the word, you cannot, you will not perish. And the praise and the glory that you give to God, even tonight, will continue with great joy all your days, even into eternity. And thus the response to that great Christmas sermon long ago is the same response that Christians are singing all around the world tonight, singing with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.